It's heartbreaking, but it's true. 7,000, think about that number, 7,000 people groups in our world have never been reached with the good news of Jesus. They've never seen a Bible like I'm holding in my hands right now. They've never heard the gospel that a loving Jesus to die for your sins, to give you forgiveness and peace and healing and heaven. They've never heard that. Well, there's a man doing something about it, and he is with me right now, and his name is Barry Sink, and he's with a ministry called Christian Aid. Barry, talk about your passion. I want to get your put that mic right on your chin. You're
going
to talk to this massive Truth Network, Truth Talk Weekend audience. Not trying to intimidate you, but a lot of folks listening to you right now. But talk to me, man. Tell me.
That's awesome. Thanks for having me on the show, first of all. And I am excited because Christian Aid Mission is doing the last of the most important work of our Lord, who said, take this gospel to all nations, to all peoples, and share it, and then the end will come.
Mm.
And we're not trying to put God on a timetable,
right,
but we are trying to fulfill a part of the Great Commission that's perhaps the hardest. We work through indigenous missions, so we do not send people from the West into the field. We have about 450 ministries that are serving in eight regions of the world.
Right. Now, that indigenous, that word may throw some people. By indigenous, you don't mean ingenious, but it is ingenious.
Right.
Indigenous mean, I'm a basketball player, so I'm not the sharpest bulb in the drawer. Indigenous has to do with someone that's kind of like already there, already drinking the water kind of thing.
Native to the country.
Okay. Native to the country. Okay.
Yeah.
Very important. And that's kind of very strategic too, isn't it?
It's very strategic. And each of these ministries targets specifically unreached people groups, which is less than 1% of all global missions dollars goes to specifically targeting unreached people groups.
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
That's heartbreaking right there.
And
wow. We got a lot of money going to a lot of things, but how about the people who have never heard?
The strengths of indigenous, one, is that they can go places where no one else can go. There are currently 500 of the hardest to reach, which are being targeted. And there are people that are like in the Amazon and just places that no Westerner could get into.
Wow.
And they're coming in with culture, same language, same background, living in the village beside the people that they're reaching. And it's just phenomenal what God's doing.
Mm.
We're having literally thousands and thousands and thousands coming to Christ. We're deep in the refugee crisis.
Yes.
We're just having Muslim, just, you know, like every face has a story. And every number has a name. And for us, we are seeing miracles happen through the refugee movement. Native Christians who came out of Islam, who are now reaching into camps, bringing them food, bringing them hope, revisiting them. There's a church in most of these different countries that are taking the gospel to these people. And the question that they keep saying is, why do the people that we've been taught to hate all of our life, why are they bringing us the good news of hope? Why do they have hope? Why are they helping us?
Wow.
And it's a message that's very powerful. And they want to know about this Christ that we serve.
Yeah,
it's very powerful.
And this is cutting edge. Like, if you're having a bad day and you have some problems, which everyone listen to my voice, if you're human, you have problems. Your problems get really small when you realize that the problem that 7,000 people groups have is they've never heard about Jesus. They're literally bound on their way toward hell. And this guy here is doing something about it.
Yep.
And that's why I'm so glad to have you on. That's why this show exists, to reach people and to give voice to you and other awesome men and women of God,
right,
who are a part of this thing called the Great Commission. So Christian Aid Mission is the name of your group.
Correct.
And you guys just go all over the world and you try to empower the... So where have you been recently? And give us a couple stories of what God's doing.
Okay, I don't go.
Okay.
We send.
You send. Okay, tell us about kind of how that's going and what, and maybe something you've heard about recently is powerful God's done.
Okay, we have 1,700 people groups are currently engaged with, 450 ministries. We fully vet our ministries. We communicate with them. They list their top 10 priority needs for fiscal year 19. We put it in three channels of evangelism, discipleship, compassion, and community engagement. We then pair that against the money that we raise to bring assistance to them.
Good.
We don't try to fully fund. We don't want people to become dependent.
Right.
But if we can buy a rice field that helps feed a pastor and his family, and then that works in another rice field's bought, and it feeds a ministry, we're all about that.
It's sustaining, like buying a cow. It's amazing what a cow can do. The milk, it can provide all kinds of things. Cheese, you know, it can provide all kinds of support for a family that they can then sell those products and support themselves. But it's an ongoing, it's a hand out, not just a hand up, not just a hand out.
Right. Another great story. My wife told me about it the other day. She works, she's content coordinator. And it's in Afrin, in the middle of Syria, a war-torn country, active bombing going on. We have ministry there. An indigenous group were being interviewed to collect field reports, and bombing was taking on all around them. Mm. Group of Muslim neighbors come in during the middle of this phone interview. Hey, we know that your God will protect us. And so they came into their home. And so there's this background noise going on all through. And by the end of the interview, that entire group had come to faith.
Wow.
Okay, in Afrin, it costs $500 a person to get a person out, whether it's a baby or an adult, through the military. Whew. So there's many, many that are trapped and cannot afford to get out. But there's a vibrant church of 800 people meeting in home churches all through Afrin. Great story. One of the neat things that I'm really seeing right now, I think it's one of the perhaps most critical God moments, is in the country of Chad in Africa. If you don't know where Chad is, it's kind of like the bullseye of Africa. It's half sub-Saharan, and so it's right on the line of where the Christian movement is. It's been an extremely hard country to reach. It's largely Muslim. Bottom left corner of the country is where the evangelical Christian church has been. On their own, 19 different church affiliations came together with a vision to reach Chad for Christ.
Mm.
That's now grown to 24. There's a leader of that movement.
Wow.
Who's just a phenomenal leader. I've met him a couple of times. And they are not only there to reach Chad, they're there to reach the surrounding countries, which are very militant Muslim countries. You've got Sudan, you've got Niger, you've got, you know, Nigeria, you've got all these hotbed countries, Boko Haram, right in the middle of all that. And we're so excited about what God's doing. They're reaching out through orphans to reach orphans. They're doing evangelism. They're building churches. All of this literally coming to life before our eyes. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing that God's doing.
Wow. Well, the voice you're hearing is the voice of Barry Sink, a missionary pastor. He's done a lot in ministry, but he has a heart for reaching the world. He has a ministry called Christian Aid.
Christian Aid Mission.
You send people all over the world to reach the unreached people groups. So how can we fulfill the Great Commission? Let's just talk practical here. We just have 1 minute left. Tell us that and challenge everyone to get involved.
Making sure that we not only reach areas that have been reached, make sure there's room in our missions giving and strategy to target those that have been hardest to reach.
Okay.
Because we know that the Lord wants no one to perish, but all to come to repentance.
Right.
We know that the word has to be spoken, and it has to be taken there. And so that's what we're about.
That's awesome. What's the website folks can learn more about?
www.christianaid.org.
Easy enough. And you're challenging people to go. Be a part of it, right? If you can't
go,
give. And either way, pray. Right? We can all do that. But have a heart. Share Christ with your friends, your neighbors. Refugees are pouring into America.
Yes.
Get all political all you want. Why don't you reach them with the good news of Jesus?
Right.
And bring them to Christ, and then send them back with the gospel. They can drink the water, they can speak the language, they can fit right in, and they can win souls. See? So that's why they're here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to share a little bit
about
it.
Well, thanks for being on, man. What a blessing.
Bless you.
Keep doing
what you're doing, man. Okay.
Truth Talk Weekend. We'll put this interview with Barry up, and again, challenging you to reach people with the good news of Jesus. There's 2 billion people on our planet, more than 2 billion people, but at least that many who've never heard the good news of Christ. That's why we're still here. That's why Barry's here. That's what he's doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
God bless you.